Kitty.
And Mick, and this is a gal and a gay podcast.
Yes, if this is your first time listening to us, our podcast is all about entertainment, TV, movies, that sort of thing. Really much anything we want to talk about. So, you know, we're pop culture connoisseurs, as we call ourselves.
We are. And we've had some suggestions. People want to hear a little bit more about movies. So that's what we're going to be doing during our weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a few movies, and then we'll include that into another podcast.
Yes, definitely. But in this podcast, we're going to talk about just our shows and some movie news and some other things. Definitely Nashville, Supernatural, Abby again.
Supernatural.
It's going to happen every week. I'm sorry. Just got to be used to that.
I am. I'm getting used to it.
We have some movie news to get to. We are going to talk about American Horror Story. Just some news about next season. We did a whole separate podcast about the season finale a few weeks ago. It's up on iTunes now, so if you're interested, go and listen to it. And please rate it. Please.
Yes, please. It's full of spoilers, because we actually did that podcast right within minutes after watching the amazing season finale.
Yeah, so, you know, we have all our thoughts and everything, and please just let us know what you think. So, there you go. We do want to thank the lady. We got a new little logo, and I'm going to let you handle that.
Yeah, we got a logo this week. We've been kind of trying to figure out what we wanted for a logo. I kind of put up a picture just as a logo just to get us started. But then I found online podcast designs. And so I kind of told her kind of what we were looking for. And I think she produced an amazing
logo. I love it. I think it's really great. I think it fits us perfectly. And I think it's really cute and nice. So thank you for making such a nice little logo for us.
Right.
Really love it. So.
Yeah. And so it's on all of our, it's on our Twitter. Now we have Facebook.
We are up on Facebook now, A Gal and a Gay.
Mm-hmm.
So just search for us and like us, please. We're going to put up some pictures and some of our podcasts, links to our podcast and that sort of thing. So I'm pretty active on Facebook, so I'll be I'll be filling that thing up pretty quickly, I imagine. Just to let you know.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we'd love to hear your feedback and any comments. And, of course, your comments could make it on our podcast.
Yes, definitely. We love getting comments and we love getting followers, so please.
All right, so what show are we going to start with?
We're going to start with Nashville this week, because I think it's a pretty good episode.
So, let's get started.
Yes, my my favorite part of this whole episode was Juliet. I mean, pretty much telling Etchell to, like, kiss her ass, because she's, you know, because they wanted her to apologize for the whole right. God thing, and she's like, I didn't say anything wrong, and, you know, the Jeff, whatever his name is, the head of Edgell's like, you need to, you're a piece of trash, blah, 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 whatever,
right.
So
actually, let's take a listen to that clip, and it's a fantastic
it's
clip.
So great,
and
when she's,
great
like,
writing.
Yeah, when she tells him off, so, take a listen.
From day one, I've always had your best interest at heart, but you fought me. I used to tell myself, hey, she's an artist. It's part of her process. But now I know the truth. You're just plain stupid. We're dropping you. As of this moment, you are no longer an Edgehill artist.
Just for the record, just plain stupid is losing two of your top grossing artists in less than 6 months on the job. Not to mention pinning all your hopes and dreams on a karaoke singer who came in second place at a talent show. I may have just burnt the house down, but I made damn sure you were in it when I lit the match.
So, there you go. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, because he had gotten in her face and told her, you know, you shouldn't do this, and we're dropping you and whatnot. She said, well, you know, I'm taking you with me, taking you down with me. So,
I was trying to think, after watching that, where at the beginning of the episode where, I mean, she practiced it before she practiced the speech that she was supposed to give on stage. And then she decided, nope, I'm not doing it. And I wonder at what point she decided, no, I'm going in a whole different direction. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to let this guy run my life, even though he is the head of the label and signs her paychecks.
Yes. And I think when it got to that point, you know, because especially the last episode, too, she was really struggling with, you know, all of this. And I think at some point after she read the little thing and talking to Avery, I think that's when she decided.
You don't think it was a Brad Paisley conversation?
could have been the Brad Paisley conversation, definitely. And I think also the conversation with Raina's daughter, also, I think, probably.
Oh, that was such a good moment for the
I really like their relationship, because Juliet's like a big sister to her, and it's really sweet. So I think after all that, she was like, you know, I'm just going to be true to myself, and, you know.
And Juliet doesn't have hardly any family left since her mom died.
You know, and I really like that, too, with her manager sticking up for her also, because for so long he's, like, you know, trying to rein her in, and eventually he's like, you know, do whatever you want, Juliet. You know, like, mm-hmm. I support you. So that was really nice. And when he told off the head of the record label, too, I really liked that. So,
So. But it did seem that the audience really wasn't into what she said or her song or vice versa. I don't know.
Yeah, they seem pretty uncomfortable about it.
Right.
And I guess,
it's at the Grand Ole Opry, too.
This is at the Ryman Auditorium, you know, for the Grand Ole Opry, your induction ceremony. So, you know, it's a... I'm sure a lot of them were like, ooh.
The audience is a little different. It's not like she's out at a concert with her supporters.
Exactly.
It's kind of definitely a different crowd.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, I don't know what that means for her future. I think what's going to happen is I think that Raina's going to sign her to her.
Oh, right.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. They've completely set it up for that because Raina even mentioned again that her label is a place for artists to go, kind of like refuge.
Go and do what they want to do as an artist. So, yes, I definitely think that's going to happen. And I think that'll be a great move, honestly. I mean, I know Raina and Juliet have had their paths, but I also think that they're starting to respect each other a little more. So, God, Juliet's so good. And that song she sang after, you know, when she told her label off, that was a really good song, too. So,
speaking of another song I want to talk about is the song that Scarlett started with.
She started with.
I actually like the song.
Of course she did. It was a good song, yes, but it wasn't a Scarlett song. Which is the whole point of that.
I know.
By the way, so now that we're on the topic of Scarlett, let's talk about that whole thing. I'm glad that she's finally opening up. I don't know, sometimes I'm like, oh, get over it, Scarlett. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I feel like she's being a little too whiny about everything.
Right.
But I think now that she's starting to open up a little bit, and I think there's going to be something between her and Liam.
I
feel like it's going to go in that direction, which is,
I do like the show, but there are moments where I'm just like, really, Scarlett, how old are you? You're carrying your diary around with you?
Well, she's an artist. She's a songwriter. That's what they do.
She acted like a 12-year-old girl. You know, her father got a hold of her diary and, she's upset about it. It's like, oh, come on.
And that is...
I do like Scarlett, but...
I really do like
her. She's so naive sometimes.
Yes, and sometimes, that drives me crazy, you know, that she's like, oh, I don't know if I can handle this, and, you know, I'm like, really, that's just like, it's going to be hard if you want to be, you know, if you want to make it, it's going to be hard, so, I agree with that, but,
spoiler alert, and I guess before we say this, if you're into this, you're like, oh, no, I haven't watched this episode yet, just go ahead and skip forward to the next chapter as we kind of start to talk about the spoiler, because we're talking about Scarlett. The end of the episode, she's pill-popping.
Pill-popping, I know.
Not this storyline. I mean...
Well, I don't know. I think it'll, give her some... Yeah, it'll give her a struggle. You know, it's a plot line. You know, I don't know if I'm in love with it either, but I mean, I think that'll be good because Deacon's her uncle. Deacon struggled with addiction,
right?
You know, so I think
runs in the family.
Exactly. So I think that's gonna that'll lead to a good thing. I'm sure Deacon will be like, oh my God, Scarlett, let me help you, blah blah blah, that sort of thing. So,
Enough about Scarlett.
Enough about Scarlett.
Let's talk about Will.
I do have to say that song she sang, the Black Rose song, was really beautiful.
Oh, that was good.
That was a really good song. So
usually I skip through the songs, but for some reason my DVR didn't record Nashville this week, so I had to watch it on demand, and I had to watch all the commercials, so I couldn't forward through some of the songs.
Sitting through commercials is torture. Really, though.
They pay the bills, but it is torture.
Okay. Let's talk about Will and Layla. I really don't like her.
I don't either.
Really don't.
I do like him.
I like him a lot, too.
God, he's so hot.
He's really hot. And, again, he's struggling with being gay. And I'm really glad Hunter's like, hey, dude, you really have to just quit pretending, you know? And
I like the Hunter-Will relationship because Hunter lost his brother, and I feel like Will is kind of filling that void.
Yes,
and I like the dynamic because obviously Hunter is straight and Will is gay, and I think you need that relationship.
I agree.
And I think it's a great relationship, and I think that Hunter is really going to help Will dealing with his struggles with his homosexuality.
Yeah, I agree, and I really hope they eventually let him come out and get comfortable with that, and him pretending to be with this Layla girl, and then when she was trying to write songs, and she got all pissy.
Pop star just add water,
exactly.
Right? I mean, she is the epitome,
absolutely,
someone who can just sing and dance, but there's no substance to her.
And I think that says a lot about the music industry these days, because there's so many of those reality shows, that people win. But I don't think it's everybody. I think some of those people are really talented, but it's definitely. And that's, she's just a manufactured pop star, here goes seeing sales records. So,
yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. I still don't like her. I don't like her character that much. So we'll see what happens with that. Right. I hope that she and Will break up soon.
Oh, I mean, they will. The thing is, I can only imagine where the storyline is going to go, because she's going to be so pissed off and upset.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure she is going to be the one to out.
I think so, too. Absolutely. Yeah. Because
she's such a brat.
Because she's the one who leaked Juliet's affair with that married guy, so she could get back at Juliet. So I do think she will definitely cross him like that, because she seems that way. So, I don't really like her. Raina tried to get her album out. There was that whole storyline, with that old man. I'm not really sure who he was, but
Who could get her albums on.
But
the shelves.
But
it's like, who cares? You don't even nowadays. You don't really even need your albums to be on the shelf. It's called iTunes.
Yeah. Does any I never go to the CD section of any store. I haven't bought a CD in ages. So.
Right.
I mean,
maybe the country crowd is a little different.
Yeah,
I mean, you are part of the country crowd.
Yes, yes.
But
more. I would say. I mean, I know I have friends who are diehard country music fans who still do buy albums.
Yeah.
But he's just a huge fan of music and that sort of thing. But I think the regular music. I mean, I'm a country music fan, and I never buy CDs. It's all iTunes. So
right.
Yeah, but I guess there is still a need for that. I'm guessing. So yeah. So, but I did like how she was like, I'm not going to take Juliet's, shelf space.
Oh, right.
I was like, we're going to dump her CDs and we'll replace them with yours. And she's like, I don't want to do business that way. So that was nice. Again, I think Raina's starting to respect Juliet.
Right. And I really like the scene after Juliet basically went on stage and told everyone off. Rain, she was walking back to her dressing room. No one was saying a word to her. She felt all alone. She went back to the restroom, closed the door, and then who did you think was going to pop open the door?
I don't know if I was really thinking anybody. I didn't think it was going to be Raina. Yeah.
I didn't either. I thought it was going to be Ed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It turned out to be Raina. Something quick, because when she first said, oh, I don't think that was a smart move, I'm like, oh my gosh, cat fight.
But it was brave. She
but
said
it was brave
for her.
And then that was it.
Girl. Yeah, that
and
was really nice.
I think it was smart on the writer's part not to have Juliet respond at all.
Yes.
And for Raina to have something quick, get out. And right there, I think we're going to see, like you said, we're going to see the start of a different kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
For them.
Yes, definitely. So, I mean, this episode was really good, I thought, just from beginning to end. Although, the federal investigation stuff with her dad, I don't know if I'm really into all this whole plot line. I don't know.
But it does explain why someone was after Teddy.
Yes, definitely.
And actually ended up
killing Peggy.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, no, and I get it. It's just like, I'm like,
They need something for him to do.
Yes, they do need something. You're right. Exactly.
So.
Now that he's not married to Wayne anymore.
Right, and something for her sister to do.
Her sister,
well.
Yeah, her sister. Well, yeah, and her sister refused to testify, and they dropped the charges against him and all that stuff, so that should be interesting. And next week, the trailers say, that's when they're going to find out that maybe he had something to do with their mom's death and that sort of thing, so.
Yeah, and that's kind of been one of those storylines that's kind of been on the back burner.
Yeah.
Kind of,
Exactly.
Put a little nuggets out there here and there, and now it looks like it's going to come to a head, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, good episode. I'm glad I was able to watch it even on demand and dealing with all the commercials. But yeah, it was good. I'm not giving up on Nashville yet.
No, me either. I love this show, so,
And the characters.
Yes, the characters are great.
All right, let's move on to our next TV show we want to talk about, Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. This episode, I was a little bored with it, honestly.
Right, except for the Anna.
Yeah, except for, yes. That was probably the most interesting part, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now Bates knows And, you know,
he reacted exactly how Anna said he was going to react. And
exactly.
So, it's like Bates hasn't learned anything. But, I mean, I can understand that's his initial reaction, and it's...
Well, and it should be, you know, absolutely.
Right.
So, that'll be interesting to see how that pans out. You know, even though Mrs. Hughes and Anne were like, it wasn't this guy, it wasn't, you know, whatever his name is, the Mr. Green, I think his name is, the other guy's butler, but but I think he knows it was.
Yeah.
So, I think that's going to lead to an interesting storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was the only... part that really interests me. I did laugh when they were trying to make her... Was that this episode where they were trying to get her to... Miss Padmore to get a refrigerator?
Oh, right. Well, and she's afraid for her job.
Yeah.
But she should... Mrs. Padmore doesn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
But I can understand where she's coming
from. So that was cute. You know, and then... there was a whole storyline about the guy... The old man died and his... They ran the farm of the Crowleys.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so...
I wonder... I think he's going to be... He's going to try and become a suitor of Mary's, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It kind of seems like he's going to have a bigger role,
mm-hmm.
but we're not really sure what that role is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm thinking he might end up being a suitor for Mary. Another suitor that I'm sure will be a suitor one day is...
Branson.
Yeah. I feel like they're... maybe not now, but I feel like they're just kind of setting
up.
Yeah,
maybe eventually. Maybe.
Because you had the scene where they both had their kids.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about Sybil. Well, not...
Speaking of that, it's like, you never see the kids. Like, there's two kids in that house. You never see them.
Right.
Rarely.
They're so young.
Yeah. So it's just funny because it's like, oh, yeah, we have these kids.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably put them in a scene somewhere.
Right.
So,
and Mosley was back.
Yes, Mosley was back.
He has got to find his place. He is just out there floundering.
This is that episode. They're like, hey, do you want this job? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, I'll take it. He's like, too late.
Too
late.
He has the worst luck.
He really does have the worst luck. But, you know, then Branson was talking about how he wants to go to America and his family.
Oh,
like,
right.
Oh, I don't
he's
know.
Not going to America. Yeah. They're not getting rid of another main character.
No.
So, but maybe they'll actually show him going to America.
Yeah,
and coming back.
Possibly
and because
America.
From what I understand, Shirley MacLaine is going to make another appearance this season.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. So that would make maybe he would go over and visit her character.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So I mean, this episode was it was okay. I think the Anna Bates, you know, that I think that was just my favorite part of this episode. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Definitely.
All right. I guess it's time for Supernatural.
Supernatural. This episode, here's what I love about this show is they have, you know, they have these huge storylines that are the main theme of the show. This year it's the angels and everything again. But every once in a while they go back to doing an episode where they just hunt. And that's because that's what they do. And so that's what this episode was. They were... looking for Garth, who is a fellow hunter, and he ends up in the hospital. Anyway, come to find out, Garth is a werewolf now. Because he got attacked by a werewolf. Now he's a werewolf. Anyway, so they track him down. So obviously, Garth's like, don't kill me. You know, he's like, I didn't tell you guys because I knew how you'd react. You know, I'm a werewolf now, and you know, you hunt werewolves. So anyway, they go, and like, Garth is married now, and he's like part of this, pack of other werewolves, and they on the surface they seem fine, like they seem really nice. They don't eat human hearts. They just eat animals. They don't eat humans. So they're like the good werewolves. But you know, there's more than there appears to be. Obviously. So they find out
it's a supernatural.
Yes, yeah, so they find out that you know that part of this pack is.
Are they as hot as Alcide on True Blood?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't think you can get much hotter than
that. That is so true.
Anyway, they find out that some of these wolves are bad, and they're, like, worshipping this Norse god who wants to eliminate the human race and turn them into everybody into werewolves or something like that.
Okay.
So, anyway, they end up killing the bad guys, and anyway, but they leave Garth alone. But anyway, I like this episode. It's really good. And then they had this... there's some problems with Dean and Sam because Dean let this Angel inside Sam without his permission. Anyway, there's a lot of backstory.
Without his permission.
Without his permission.
How
so we can
dare,
Dean. I know you don't know what I'm saying here. But everyone who's listening knows. If you watch the show, you know what I mean. So anyway, so they're having some trust issues, and so Sam's pretty much like, I can't trust you anymore. I don't know if our relationship as brothers, it's not so great right now. We'll hunt together, but that's it. Like, we're just working buddies now. So, you know, and we go through this every season pretty much. They're like mad at each other and they get that sort of thing. But there's another hunting episode next week. So I'm looking forward to that. So it was a good episode. But I do want to talk about, if you haven't heard about it, Supernatural fans, the spinoff is finally happening. They've been talking about this for a while. And,
and
it's
so
essentially,
none
of the main characters are going to be on this spinoff. It's going to be more, if it's going to be based in Chicago, and it's going to be about hunters there. So it's really just going to be about hunters in the same vein, you know, as Supernatural.
Right.
But it's going to be more about hunting and monsters and stuff like that.
But it will still be in that
world. So I think, you know, I'm sure Sam and Dean will show
crossover,
up.
Crossover, especially for the first couple
of
episodes.
Exactly.
Just
and
to
I think
get going.
What I was reading this season, they're going to kind of set up like a back door kind of open, like they're going to kind of set it up this season for that spinoff. Like, you'll see a character sometime this season who is going to be a part of that spinoff. So I think that'll be interesting because I really like the hunting aspect of this show. That's what, you know, when they hunt down these mythical creatures and all these different, I think that's really interesting. So I think it'll be a good little spinoff. Sometimes spinoffs are a little, you never know.
Right.
But
do you think, are there any character, like maybe any supporting characters that are on there right now who could turn into...
I'm trying to think, you know, every once in a while a random hunter will pop up who's been a buddy of a buddy or something like that. But there's nobody that comes to mind right away. Because most of, like, the minor players have died or that sort of thing. So there's nobody that comes to my mind anyway. But hey, if you have any suggestions, email us or tweet me about it, because I would love to talk about this. So.
Gotcha. Or at least comment. I'm sure she's going to post something on
the
Facebook page.
I definitely will. So,
all right.
That's it.
Okay, good.
I'm done with Supernatural.
Wow, that's only 20-some minutes into the podcast. Anyway, okay, let's get to some news. All right, if you listen to us on our first podcast, you probably have realized we are huge fans of Happy Endings.
Huge fans.
Rest
of Happy
in peace,
Endings.
Happy Endings. No longer new episodes on the on ABC.
No more new episodes. Got canceled before its time.
Right.
You know,
way before its time. VH1 though picked it up.
Thank God.
Two episodes on a week, I think.
Exactly. So it's so nice that they do that because I just love that show and I just love that it comes on my DVR and I can watch it again. So.
So we have some Happy Endings news.
Yes.
Two of the stars are getting new shows.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, Casey Wilson.
Who played Penny.
She's
really funny.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So good.
She's so good.
She's going to be on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called, it's a comedy, obviously, called Marry Me.
Yes.
Her fiancé is actually producing it, and he was actually one.
Caspi? Is that it? I'm not sure he's the last name.
He was one of the creators of Happy Endings.
Yes, definitely. So I have high hopes for that, just because she's funny, and he did a great job with the Happy Endings, so, I mean,
I know.
I think it's been great.
It was, I feel like Happy Endings was just on the wrong network. I feel if it had been on NBC, NBC seems to give their comedies a little bit more time.
Yes.
Sometimes a little too much time, but they usually will, I mean, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many shows that come to mind.
And I think they embrace the more, maybe not so much sitcom-y, you know, like, they try to hold on to the smarter ones. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, like 30 Rock and Parks and Rec and Community, you know. I think there's a certain audience for that, and I think they try to hold on to those sorts of shows, so I definitely think
And I feel like Happy Endings would have fit better.
Definitely would have fit
on
better.
On NBC, because it would have gone great with, it actually probably being paired up with 30 Rock would probably been the best thing.
I agree, completely.
And I remember when it eventually came on ABC, it was paired with Modern Family, and it was doing great.
Yeah.
But the problem was, ABC's like, it's doing great, well, let's split them up and see if we can create another comedy block. Well, it didn't work.
Didn't work.
And they kept moving it around, and right there, you just can't.
Yep.
But anyway, so a little bit more about the Marry Me show. It's supposed to focus, it says, on challenges encountered by a couple. I think she's going to be played by Casey Wilson's going to play Annie. And then the other part of her couple is Jake after they decide to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So
in a,
sounds like it has some potential. It's on NBC.
Yes, and Casey Wilson like co-wrote a show that I think that got picked up too. Something about twins, which I'm really excited about because I am a twin.
You are a twin.
I'm a fraternal twin, so I feel like I'm probably going to enjoy that one too. So
we need to get you your twin on.
I would love. Yes, we could talk about.
Oh my gosh, you guys! I wouldn't even get a word in.
Nope, you will not. You will not. Most of it, we'll just talk about how hot Jensen Ackles is.
Well, I can talk about that. All right, that's fine.
Really, it'll be half of it anyway. Eliza Coop, who played Jane, also has
so
a new
good.
Show. So I'm really glad they're both getting work again. Her show is called Bench. It's going to be on USA Network, and she plays like an attorney or something who kind of goes through a life crisis because she didn't get the job that she wanted. So, I mean, she's really funny. I can't wait to see what that's going to be like because she was funny on Scrubs too. That's when I first, you know, started noticing her. So,
well, and the show that she's going to be on now is on USA, which there was a rumor that USA was actually going to pick up Happy
Endings. Yes, I know exactly.
And I wish they had because it would have gone really good with Cougar Town.
Yes, it would have.
And again, another show that was saved after ABC pitched it to the side.
Yeah. And, you know, now that we're on the topic.
Good segue.
We're going to go to another one of our favorites.
Pitch, please. I can't wait. So it was announced this week. Pitch Perfect 2. The sequel.
Mm-hmm.
They got a release date, May of 2015. And I think the biggest surprise to come out of this news was Elizabeth Banks is actually
directing. She's
directing
it. Yeah, I think that's going to be great. She's great. So funny. And she also is going to reprise her role, I think, as that announcer that she was in the first one. So she'll get a chance to be funny in it, too.
She has some of the best lines.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. And that's coming out in May of 2015. So next May it's supposed to come out. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, like, you know, Anna Kendrick hasn't said yet if she's on it. She said she's definitely going to do it if there's a script somewhere. But they haven't really said who's going to be in it. But I'm sure Anna Kendrick will be back. And I'm sure Rebel Wilson will be back. Mm-hmm. So I would hope some of the main players will be back. So.
I bet. And again, I saw an image that the Pitch Perfect Twitter account had tweeted out this week that had, it was basically the same movie poster with all the girls, and it said, "Pitch, please." And it's like, sold. I'm done. That's
you know,
great. I just can't wait to hear the music.
That show, that movie was such a hit, and the music was so incredible, you know, and Anna Kendrick, like, that Cup song was so big, too, because it was in that movie, so.
And then they remixed it, and then it became a big
Yeah, the music was so good in that movie, so I think that's going to be a good one, and I'm so excited they're making a sequel.
Mm-hmm. And again, I can't wait to hear what kind of mashups. And, I could probably talk about Pitch Perfect forever. And actually, we should probably watch that this weekend.
We should, definitely.
Because we saw it for the first time together.
Yeah, we saw it together, And I don't think I've watched it since then, so. We should watch that this weekend. I agree.
So good. All right, so now that we're talking about some news, so have you ever gone to the theater? And I've always thought this. Gone to the theater, and it's like, you watch a movie trailer, and you're like, why do I need to see that movie? I just saw it in 2.5 minutes in a trailer. I know exactly. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
They
just
give away
saw all the best parts. Yeah, exactly.
Well, now the National Association of Theater Owners, well, they're trying to change the way films actually do the trailers. And they want trailers to be under 2 minutes, and they say a trailer can't come out more than 150 days in advance. 2 minutes? I would say a minute.
Yeah, I would say a minute.
Because
really?
I feel like most trailers are definitely over 2 minutes.
I agree.
But, and plus, you know, you go to the theater and you're like, okay, well, I know this movie is going to run 2 hours and 10 minutes. Well, then when you throw on the trailers that are about 20 minutes, then it's like you're not getting out of the theater for almost 3 hours.
Yes.
So I think it's smart.
I think it's smart, too. And also the 150 days in advance thing, you know. I really like that, too, because you'll see a trailer for a movie, and you're like, oh, I really want to see that.
Right.
And you're like, oh, it doesn't come out for another year and a half or so. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with it. But, you know, like, I don't know, there's some weird rules in here. There's a lot of different rules. And there's one there, they don't want trailers to encourage, like, mobile phone use. So, like, they don't want a trailer to show, like, a Twitter site or a Facebook page or a website because they don't want people to get on their phones.
People are already on their phones enough
exactly.
in the movies.
So
there are always those people that forget to turn off their phone. It's like,
I know.
How many times can this movie chain remind you to turn off your effing phone?
And just like, it just goes back to human decency. Like, just think about people around you. Like, you don't need to be on your phone for 2 hours. Like, it's okay. You don't need it. So anyway, that's going to start in October. So we'll see how that goes. But they're like voluntary guidelines. You know, they don't have to follow them.
Of course not.
So it's just an interesting little thing. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about American Horror Story Coven. There's some news about next season. Again, we're not going to talk about the finale too much. I'm sure some things will come out. But so if you haven't seen it yet, you know, go ahead and skip to the next chapter. But we have also, again, we did a whole other separate podcast on the finale. So if you're interested in our thoughts, check it out. It's on iTunes. But next season, we were reading an article about Ryan Murphy gave some tips about what's going to happen, and it's supposed to happen, you know, during the 50s. It's going to be split between two different times, I think.
Kind of like this last season.
Yeah.
Actually, Asylum was the same way.
Yeah, Asylum was the same way. Well, you know, in the first one, too, they had a bunch of flashbacks that went back to different eras, so.
But Ryan Murphy did debunk the theory that was going on out there that it was going to be involved with circus, which bums me out, I think.
That bums me out, too.
I mean, clowns scare me to death. So I was already preparing myself for not being able to watch the next season when it's dark out. But no clowns, so all right. But I have a feeling that a circus is going to come up sooner or later in American Horror Story.
I really hope so, because I think that's...
There's so much material.
I think that's going to be a great... I mean, that would be a great topic, I think. So... And they are doing a season 5, so after this next season, there will be another one.
Oh, yeah, he did mention that he already has ideas for 5.
Yeah, he's already got one for 5, so...
But as it stands right now, Jessica Lange will only
be in the next season. Yeah.
So I have a feeling that we're going to see Kathy Bates and Angela Bassett around. Or if not, one of them will come back to start season 5, so they have that strong anchor for that season. I mean, Jessica Lange is going to create such a huge void in the show.
She is, really. I mean, how do you replace her? You know, like, how do you... Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I don't know. But, you know, they have some... They bring Kathy Bates back or Angela Bassett back. You know, you got those big heavy hitters. But, you know, there's still... There's, like, Sarah Paulson and all those other great characters, actresses who they've had through these things. So, I think it'll be great. And Sarah Paulson is going to be back for next season, too. So, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah. So, we're a couple days away from, or out from where, when we watched, Coven. What are your thoughts? Do you have any additional thoughts that we really didn't talk too much about?
I've been reading a lot of reviews about the finale, and a lot of people were unhappy.
You're always unhappy.
Yeah, I know. I still really liked it. You know, thinking about it now, maybe it was a little, it felt a little rushed maybe. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with a lot of people complained about that. It felt really rushed. And yeah, I could see that for definitely sure. But I mean, I still really liked it. I'm still really happy that Cordelia was the Supreme. And,
and I'm still sad that Misty died.
Yeah, Misty died so quickly. So I mean, overall, I really liked the season. You know, again, I was reading some reviews online, and a lot of people didn't seem to care for it. But I really liked it. But I'm not hard to please, so.
Well, come on. Look at some of the other shows out there.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a fun show. We were talking about... I think Myrtle is probably one of my favorite TV characters of all time.
Yeah. I mean, she was so centric.
Quirky,
yeah.
And just like... Someone that you don't normally see on a TV show.
Yes, definitely not. Yeah.
She's so unique. And I didn't understand one thing about the fashion stuff at all.
I don't either. And I'm a woman. I don't.
But
I'm
it was
not
like,
fashion.
It was a cultural experience. Like, okay, now I know a little bit more about whatever the hell she just said because I had to Google it.
Exactly. She was, very, very, like, smart. And yeah, I I really liked this season, and you know, maybe it could have been better. Yeah, but yeah. I thought it was fine the way it was. So I enjoyed it, and my favorite season so far, I think. So
oh, mine too.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Hands down.
All right. Speaking of American Horror Story, now it's time to talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Cannot stop listening to that song. I mean, I know who Fleetwood Mac is. I know who Stevie Nicks is. But I wasn't too familiar with all their different songs. I mean, it was absolutely perfect that they had a song that they wrote however many years ago.
I know. Called Seven Wonders. Do you think that was a coincidence? Or do you
think...
It was
totally a coincidence.
You think, yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if it was like... Maybe Ryan Murphy heard that song and thought, I'm going to write something about that.
Because there was an interview with Stevie Nicks, and she said that she actually told Ryan about it when they were meeting. She's like... Because she was only supposed to be there for that one episode when Fiona was trying to get Misty to show her more power so she can knock her off as a Supreme. And... You know, they're talking about her just going to be for one episode. And Stevie's like, oh, because she got to understand what the show was about. She watched it before she came to do the cameo. She's like, we have a song called Seven
Wonders.
That's
awesome.
And Ryan's like, oh. Because originally, the beginning of the season, from what I've read, he never thought Stevie would have time to come do a cameo. But because they had to cancel part of their tour in Europe, she was able to come back for this little time and do these cameos. And... to open the show like that.
I thought it was great. That song was great. That little open was great. So, yeah. I can get why you're obsessed with that.
I am. I cannot stop listening to that song. So, that's what I'm obsessed with. So, we know you're obsessed with Supernatural. You're always obsessed.
That's been years now. So,
right. What are you obsessed
really,
with?
Really, I'm obsessed with our podcast. Like, I'm just telling you this. Like, I love doing this. And, you know, we're still sort of new to this. So, it's just, that's all I think about. I'm like, what are we going to talk about this week? Right. Here's an article I think we should talk about. Here's what we should do. And so, it gives me something to look forward to outside of work. So, that's what I'm obsessed with. That's all I've been thinking about all week, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, the pressure's going to be on for next week, so you need to figure out.
I know.
You need to take notes on what you're thinking about.
I know, really. I should really start maybe broadening my horizons.
Work on that. That's your homework.
Outside of TV, I really have no other interests.
Right. Well, and I guess you're talking about work. I guess we should talk a little bit about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We work in the media, and so that is our mostly Monday through Friday job.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of our little outlet to talk about the things we never get a chance to talk about during work because
during
we have
work,
to talk
yeah.
about serious yeah. things.
Serious and, news, yes. Yeah. So, yeah, that's why this is our little outlet for that because we are both, you know, big into movies and TV and that sort of thing. So
pop culture, and this
it's
is
fun.
Such a great outlet.
Yeah, it's fun to do this sort of thing because that's what this is what I've always had an interest in over anything. So
me too.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah, so I guess we're done.
Well, we still have, we need to figure out who or what is ignoring reality this week.
Well, we talked about this.
Right, so we're going to, basically, this segment this ignoring reality segment, it can be topical. Obviously, we can talk about Justin Bieber until every week.
He's still clearly ignoring reality.
Right.
For sure.
But I want to call out ABC. Again.
Definitely.
They're ignoring reality because just watching Happy Endings on reruns through, VH1, I'm just like, what is wrong with that network? Why did they get rid of it?
I mean, they really didn't give it a chance.
Right.
Like, they moved it around so much. Like, and seeing the response online, you would think, like, that they would be more willing to hold on to it, you know, mm-hmm. since there's so many people who were so upset when they found out it's getting right. canceled, you know, you think, oh, maybe we should hold on to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, you know, it worked for Family Guy. And so it's like,
oh, right.
why didn't they try that? So yeah, right. I would agree. And then, I mean, it's not just ABC. There's a lot of networks who have cut shows
right.
short. They're really great shows. So it just, I don't know.
It's such a good ensemble. The writing.
So funny.
It's so fun. And
yeah, I know. Fantastic
so
show.
Good. So anyway.
And cut. Yes. Cut.
They're still ignoring reality.
Still ignoring reality. I agree. Because some of the stuff that they put out is not great.
No, not at all.
No,
Neighbors, I can't believe
I don't know. How is that still
out? Well, and speaking of cancellations, I think it was announced this week that Sean Saves
yeah,
the World.
I did see that go.
Basically.
Which, better than surprise
right.
me. No.
And I was listening to another new entertainment news outlet this week, and they were saying, because everyone's like, well, if Sean Saves the World is canceled, why is Michael J. Fox's show still on? I think it was an agreement, because NBC had agreed at the beginning when he shot that pilot that they were picking up all 22 episodes.
Really?
So they, right. I mean, they're losing money either way, but I think there was an agreement that,
well,
you picked up all 22.
I guess.
All 22 have to air. So, smart business
yeah.
move, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, no kidding.
So.
But I mean, he's a bigger star too than I would say Sean Hayes is.
Right.
So,
but
yeah.
I don't think we got to see the Sean Hayes, Megan Mullally reunion.
Was that going to be on
I think,
this?
Yeah.
I really tried to watch that show, and I couldn't do it.
I watched the first couple.
Yeah.
I
tried. Yeah. No, couldn't get into it, so it doesn't surprise me.
Right.
I don't know. So, okay. Huh?
Well, I guess it's time to wrap up. Of course, we want to hear from you. We want to talk about the comments that you have on something that we talked about, something we posted on Facebook. So you can always email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. Obviously on Twitter, the same handle, @agalandagay. You can also find us on Tumblr. And also now, we started today, our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page, yes, definitely. So please follow us on all these social medias. We will definitely love to hear what you say, please. We do want to say some you know, shout-outs to some of our followers. We picked up some followers this week, so...
we did!
Yeah, definitely. It was a Sean Beeson. You followed us recently, mm-hmm. so thanks for that follow. David,
Nerd Dad.
Yeah, Nerd Dad. David Carr, thank you so much. He's got his own podcast, I believe. And so, yeah, thanks for the follows, everyone. It's really nice that, and Supernatural News.
Here we go. I was waiting for you to find
I forgot about you.
What? I can't believe that.
Thanks for following us, because I will definitely love to hear any Supernatural News you have.
Send it our way.
Please send it my way.
And then I also want to give a couple more shout outs to, did you say Beat Girl?
No, wait,
Beat
yeah,
Girl 1990.
Yeah, definitely.
And _thatguymatt_. Really funny guy.
Really funny.
He made me laugh a lot during the Coven.
Yeah, we were live tweeting
episode.
It.
And our friend Vortex Keith.
Yeah, Keith, thanks so much.
And he has a podcast too.
Yeah.
And we'll and you know what? Maybe we could get him to come on our podcast and kind of talk about his and
yeah, that would be out. That would be great. I know that he and another friend of ours, Glenn, they do a podcast on Doctor Who. I can't say I know Doctor Who so much, but if you.
I've watched a little bit.
If you're a fan, you should look them up, Vortex Keith. So
yeah.
They have their own little thing. So anyway, yes, please send us your comments, your you know, suggestions, you know, anything, any feedback. Just tweet us, email us, Facebook us, all that good stuff.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
Please,
please, please, please, please,
please.
Please rate us, review us, just give us a star, hopefully a 5-star, but please rate us, because that's really going to help from what we understand. Again, we're new to the podcasting, but
mm-hmm.
We would really, really appreciate that.
Yes, please. So that's going to wrap up this episode. Thanks for listening again. So tune in next week. We're actually probably going to do another podcast this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. So stay tuned for that. This one will be up shortly. So.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.